I will start in Slovene just for information
about this event.
Tole je okrogla miza pod mizje nove muzike, podcast, ki bo objavljen na spletni reviji, na spletni strani je nove, revije Nova muzika.
Bolje ljudi nas.
In to počnemo vsako leto v Cerknem. Potem bomo malo prešaltali na jezik, ki ga vsi pomalo govorimo, pa nikoli dobro razumemo na angleščino. Privilegiran bo samo eden tisti, ki je nativni govorec, ostali bomo se znašli po naše. So I will switch to English now, which is now lingua franca, it's not France anymore, but it's English, we'll try to manage. And our guests, and real welcome to this round table, are four musicians performing at this festival. First, Sofia Niel, she's a piano player from France. Boštjan Simon, saxophone player from Slovenia. John Edwards, bass player from Britain. It's not great anymore, so just Britain. And Johan Bertling, bass player from Sweden.
Sweden.
Welcome to our round table. We'll try to be short. And the title of the round table is How Creative Musician Works. This is our working title. Usually we journalists ask musicians questions like, what are your aesthetic preferences, your philosophy about music, your attitude toward instruments, and so on. We will talk about their everyday life, about their working life, about their musical labor, about their status in the musical field, how they feel and how they manage as musical laborers in nowadays world. So this would be one of the few questions. Even when we were talking outside, Sophie immediately reminded me about one question. Why just three women musicians in this festival? So we'll touch also this subject a little bit. How women musicians can manage in this improvised music, experimental music world, which is mainly men world, actually, you have to admit it. So, but anyway, I will start. Well, who has the microphone? Okay. Johan,
I think we should start.
What is your status? Are you self-employed musicians? Musician, are you on the market? Do you have perhaps part-time jobs? How do you make your living?
It's working. I've been fortunate to be able to work as a full-time musician since leaving conservatory in 98. I just went for 2 years, which is standard in Sweden. You go there and then you drop out just for a while. But I've been working with so many different types of music during these years. But playing bass is a key. Mm-hmm. It's always...
Yeah, there's always work, isn't it? There's always work.
Yeah, more or less.
Really, yeah.
It's a good instrument.
Do you play other... lots of different kinds of music?
Yeah.
You know, kinds of music.
More and more. When I started out, I played everything from tango stuff, and also subbing in classical orchestras. But my education is like jazz education. Mm-hmm. But I get during the years, I got so many different offers, and some have been really good to try out a new genre, and some has been disaster. But my main focus is improvised music, and that's what I want to do.
Can you live with improvised music? You cannot live with
music. More or less these days, because I'm playing with many, many groups in Nordic countries.
Well, what's the less? What's the less? Which bits do you... probably similar story.
I do some rock bands and stuff too, playing electric bass, which is fun, but isn't my main focus.
Sophie,
will you continue about that? What is are you self-employed musician?
Yes, I am.
What does this mean? Explain us, what does this mean to being self-employed musician now in France?
In France, it's. I think my English is too bad to explain really well. But we have money. If we play a lot, we have money from the government. We pay. We pay each concert. We give money, and the money come back, and it's bigger than. And so I can like that live. Mm. Without that, I couldn't. I couldn't live. So, but this is beginning to stop slowly and slowly. So, it's in France. It was really great, really easy to have money 10 years ago, but now it's. It's really bad.
Is this the thing, like, where if you play 50 concerts each year or more, then they will give you some money to
concert, official concert, of course. If we play, if I play outside of France, it doesn't count for for this money. So I have to do 50 concerts each year. So, but I don't do that. I have also some stuff with theater or dance. Or
but when do you have to apply for the government for the funds or something? With you have to provide, let's say, documents about your performances in France to have like quota of the gigs.
Yes, it's something like that. Yes,
Is it something similar, I think, to our status of self-employed musician? Supported by Ministry of Culture, perhaps it is something we have in Slovenia. What is your status? Sorry to.
Well, no, I mean in Britain, in Britain, there isn't any support at all like that. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm probably similar to Jonas. I mean, self-employed, of course, and I make my living from music, which is primarily improvised or, you know, non-commercial music like this festival, but also I mean I have interests. I like different musics, different kinds of music, and so I find that always if something comes along, it might be maybe more rocky based or jazz, or then I'm willing to do that, and so that will help. So anyway, with all the musical things, I can live, and you know, I have a family, and we survive. It's you get good at living without too much money.
Compared to nowadays situation in Britain, how would you compare, like, the situation 20 years ago?
As for me, it's really very similar. In fact, personally, it hasn't changed much. I mean, given that you started 20 years ago, there's no support, and 20 years on, there's still no support. Yeah, I mean, there are little crumbs that you can apply for. That has actually become harder than it was, but even 20 years ago, there was very, very little.
So you're a strong man prepared for neoliberal attack.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we grow potatoes in the back garden.
Okay. We have the younger guy here, the youngest member of our round table.
I like this microphone thing. We just hold it. Yeah. Like,
sorry for this. How many gigs per year do you play as a young musician? You are now touring internationally. How many years?
For 6 years, I think. For 6 years. But I started out freelancing, being a freelance musician in Holland, where I finished my conservatory, and then they have a special program for young musicians. They can apply and get €650 per month, so that they can
do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And but there's a catch. You have to make first year you have to make 5,000 euros of of clean money. So basically with the receipts. And the next year you have to do 6,000, and the next you have to do 8,000. Then it stops.
Yeah.
Basically, they help you to get on your feet and become financially independent.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
So that's a system that's now over.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I like to hear.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
Yes, because we're not a welfare economy anymore. There's the the prince of the Netherlands said that there's no more welfare economy. It's a participation economy. So as if we haven't participated at all before. So. Anyways, I moved back to Slovenia, and in Slovenia for musicians, it's a bit harder. You can still survive, but there's no handouts like this, in Holland. You can survive, meaning go through the month and make I'm still not at the stage where I can afford. Living from music or improvised music. Usually almost every more prominent member of Slovenian improvised world has its own society association which gets money from the government, and then they fund their own activities.
You mean like venues, concerts?
Concert series, workshops, and everything. But it all has to go through. Yeah, it goes through the government. But I don't. I live mainly from teaching. I started teaching here because the public school system is very good in Slovenia. It's basically unique in whole Europe. We have subsidized music schools from age 6 till age 16, and I get paid like a regular worker in the public sector. So that's the way I survive.
You get a pension too.
Yes.
Holiday pay.
You will move to Slovenia.
Yeah, it's very tempting.
We better stop with this discussion.
So,
I would like to ask after Bustian actually said these things about our cultural policy and statuses and funding and possibilities of teaching. Johan, we are told, and you will have to tell us. We are told that Scandinavia is a paradise. So, you're coming from Sweden.
You should ask Paul.
Yeah.
He's from Norway.
Yeah. We're talking mostly about Norway, but what about Sweden? I suppose you're from
Sweden. Sweden works a bit differently. There's some funding you can apply for, but it's not like in Norway where you're more or less... You get the money... Really
it's incredible,
easy.
Isn't it? It's guaranteed. Yeah.
But in Sweden, if you work with it and apply, I spend a lot of time applying for stuff. Later this afternoon, because there's a deadline on Monday.
Yeah.
And then we're working with this big group fire orchestra, and it takes a lot of time to administer. Yeah, we need funding to be able to do it. So we apply from every possible place.
Do they still do the that rehearsal grant where you can apply for like just for rehearsal time?
Not anymore.
No, okay, that was good.
It worked for a while.
And
then you can
it's amazing.
Could have rehearsals with a new group to start it up and get some funding.
But you apply to Swedish government or cultural bodies, or to private funding art foundations.
No private. Private world in Sweden are not interested in culture. No. There's no connection between. That's a bit weird, but I think it's because everyone is so used to the government supporting. So we're applying from different foundations, which are government funded. Yeah, but it's quite good
compared to. I suppose you know a little bit about Norway too. So please tell me what's so special today about Norway.
Yeah,
compared to Sweden.
I don't know how big percentage of their the whole
1%.
1%
GDP,
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So it's
a huge
amount. It's a small country too. So there's not so many people applying for the money.
Would you tell me all four of you, some of how many gigs per year do you make?
Tops 150.
What does this mean, 150? In how many countries?
All over Europe and the US, and at least once a year for 10 years, one tour in Japan.
Are you very particular about that when you are choosing country where to play?
No.
What are the conditions? I mean, are you negotiating with the organizer yourself or with you have manager?
For some groups, there's a booking agent involved.
Sophie?
What was the question?
How many gigs per year?
Maybe 50. Just what I need to.
So they are well paid, I suppose.
What?
They are well paid, just 50 compared to his.
No, because I have because I'm a woman. They pay the double.
Yeah. It's like in other industries. Yeah, I heard it.
But mostly in France or also outside of France?
Outside.
It's double what we get to make.
But you're also working, let's say, in I would use this term, contemporary, classical, experimental world. Is there differences between the fields? If you work, let's say, if you working with just improvising group, let's say in a festival like this, or perhaps in some very distinguished venue in Paris, is there a difference?
I don't play in a very prestigious venue in Paris. Never. I don't know. No.
You don't have access to, or
no? I don't have access to. No. I play maybe. I play twice, two or three times a year in Paris. Mm-hmm. I live in Paris. There are not a lot of places to this
with
music.
A piano.
With a piano, and I'm a pianist. It's a big problem to be a pianist.
You're playing clubs, galleries, museums, concert halls?
Yes, festivals, home.
How many clubs, by the way, for all of you, how many clubs in Europe, smaller clubs like this, they have a piano in their club?
In through Europe, it's
I don't know
less than half. I think I'm gas. It's hard to say. Maybe half.
Maybe for five clubs, there's one with a piano.
Many clubs.
Good piano. There's usually one in the back, dusty.
Upright.
But a good grand piano, it's very rare.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Mm.
We toured with piano player Sten Sandell, me and Paul, for a long while, but it was really hassle every night.
Just
to get a tuner there, stuff like that. So,
John, what about your gigs per year? How many gigs did you have?
Well, between 150 and 200 a year, which is enough, you know. And that's all around, mostly in Europe. In the UK and further afield, you know, wherever.
In this time, you mentioned huge number. When do you practice? During this time when you're on tour, are you practice at all, or are you just...
Yeah, if possible. But, I mean, that's one of the... I think for probably most musicians, that's a pain in the ass, because if you're travelling, you have to get up early and travel to the next place, and... All day is traveling. You arrive, you sound check, you eat, you sleep, you play, get up the next day and travel. And it's a difficult thing to find that time, which is why, certainly personally, I love it when I have a week with no gigs and I can be at home. then I can practice.
When do you
what
find
a joy.
The time for gardening then?
Oh, that's easy. Night. Nighttime.
Around 50 also. Around 50 gigs. But it used to be more when I was more reliant on this as the only income I had. Mm. So
Yeah. Luxury of just teaching. What about the women on this festival? Why is there only three women? Why are there only three women?
We have to ask organizer, but anyway, I will ask guys actually. Why do you think it's so much less women improvisers on the stage?
Well, I don't think there are on the stage. There are
on the festival program
or most festivals. Yeah. I mean, there are as many. I think there's almost as many women as there are men who are improvising. I mean, it's really. In the last 20 years, 25, it's really changed, and now it's—I don't know. Maybe there are still more men,
but it's not three for. I don't know how many musicians are playing this instrument. Maybe we can count, but I know that there are just three women.
Yeah,
but if and I know that I'm here because I'm a woman, because there was missing some women. So it's not really easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in London...
There's a clash. I mean, you're claiming that there's a lot
of... No. I wouldn't... No, it's not a clash at all. No. I mean, in London, there's a jazz festival they have, which probably, you know, the majority of it is what I would call more mainstream music, either jazz or, you know, what they call world music. But there are some ways in for improvising. Anyway... My partner, she's a saxophone player as well, plays improvised music. And she was looking at this festival last year. And it's, you know, it's like 21 days, 3 weeks festival. So there are hundreds of musicians on that. And she counted, you know, she spent days checking every group. If the band leader was a woman's name, then she would check to see who's in the group. And... wow, it was incredible. There was like, out of all these, you know, 1,000 musicians, there was maybe 30 women, you know, this
and,
relationship. It was incredible.
And what?
Well, so she got in touch with the organization.
But 30 for...
So she spoke to the organizers and said, why? What's going on? You know, and wrote to quite a few other organizations saying the same. Why are they so... And they immediately got in touch with Caroline and said, please come up and have a meeting. And they gave her tea and coffee. And in the end, really, they stonewalled her. They kind of said, we invited this woman. And hey, we invited that band leader. And so that was, as far as they were concerned, that was it. You know, they'd done what they thought was necessary. And then for lots of us, you still end up looking at this program with 1,000 musicians and there's like, you know, 30 women or something.
But organizers are men sometimes. I remember I was in a festival organized by a woman, and there was a lot of women, and it was incredible. Yeah. It was the same. It was maybe 30 women, 30 men, all the women was like that. Yeah. Wow, there's just women, no men. Where are the men? Because it was crazy. I think it was just because the organizer was a woman and they took care of that. If you don't. Have this in your mind. It's easy
We have festival in Ljubljana called City of Women, so it's regular.
But that's a different thing. Yeah, it's a woman.
I'd like to ask you something else, which is perhaps a touchy subject. Are women paid less than men musicians?
Huh?
Are women paid less? For their gigs in this circle, I'm just asking.
No.
I hope so. I hope
no. How much are you getting later? When Ok-young Lee, when Wolfgang asked her to program the Vels again, yeah, that was 2 years ago, and you know, there were so many women. It was just immediately apparent.
Yeah.
Wow, what's going on here? You know, there are. I mean, maybe there are still overall more men that play musical instruments and improvise. I don't, you know, and that's a really wide issue. Why is that? Maybe it's easier for men to do this. I don't know. But anyway, as whenever it happens. That was a different festival you mentioned.
Yes, it was another one.
Yeah, every time you see the difference. Mm. And it's
okay.
Yeah.
But I think we're still a long way from this sort of adjustments that we do, like a quota, you know. Okay, so that there are some women, and then, you know, this is the way it is now to that kind of concept where we're completely equal. So there's still a lot of road to be, you know. There's still progress that needs to be made in this areas, because it's not only music, and it's not only improvised music. It's basically all arts. It's a lot of a lot of questions for women are like, oh yeah, how do you manage to be a woman and an artist like this?
And a mother.
It's questions that are implying completely different lifestyle, completely different unequal basically plenum. So we should start from the beginning and maybe do something like a festival like this, do the exact opposite for some time, and then it evens out
I kind of agree. Partly I agree with you, you know, that's great to have these another festival that is really focused, but I don't think that really, you know, I don't think that's, I think the main thing is for all the festivals to have women involved at the
organizing, you know,
because like Simone and the team here, I mean, I'm positive that if Simone was here, he really does not want to discriminate against anybody, I'm sure, you know, he's a cool guy. But you know, I think the real active thing that has to happen is that the women are in this programming process, you know. So like, okay, Simone, you know, next year, great, get Sophie in or get someone in to program, to make these decisions from the start, you know. And then it would be easy, you know, I mean, because most people in this whole scene, promoters, musicians, you know, audience, most people are, you know, tend towards a political view, you know, a gender view of everything of the world that is pretty similar, you know, and left of the right, you
know. Of the center.
Yeah.
Left of left.
Yeah, center. I mean, I'd like to say left of center, but you know, yeah.
Okay, I will go to another thing. We have two bass players. I have to give you this information. We have two bass players, and in past 2 days, actually, to both of them happened ordinary things now in their musical life. For Johan, his bass was lost on the plane, and they found it. So
hopefully
for John, they actually broke his bass, part of his bass, of his instrument. We're talking about traveling expenses and traveling experiences, especially all difficulties, especially with musicians. Of musicians with huge instruments like drums, especially basses. Both bass players, piano players still are privileged. Okay, they don't have pianos in clubs, but okay, at least they don't carry piano.
New instruments every night, you must be paid.
or you get to stay at home. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Tell me about this. What are the obstacles? Really, obstacles now.
It's the life of a double bass player. There's always some hassle. Sometimes it can be a whole tour with this
the bass arrives, don't arrive to the gig, and it don't arrive to the next gig, etc.
Yeah.
And you have to play board basses, which are most often very poor quality.
How much the companies now charge for the flight of bass? there were some negotiations with the companies, yeah, about the charges.
In Sweden, we don't have any like union settlement, but as they have in Norway, yeah, of course. But usually, this is not so expensive, but the uncertainty of will it arrive? Will,
yeah,
it,
yeah.
That's a hassle. That's
how do you check, yeah, in? By the way, the procedure. How do you check in? You have to be there at least 1 hour. Hour before check-in, yeah, yeah, or before?
Like normal, and then I try to have as little as possible other luggage than the bass, uh-huh, often just hand luggage. And I have a bass case, which is really light, so the total weight of the bass is 23 kilos, which is just... on the limit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then they sometimes can charge you for oversize. But if you go with the same company as I do...
you get bonuses.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's easier to have this... to have them talk to you. Please let it on. But as yesterday, I sort of knew it. Then I saw it. It's kind of a small plane. Probably will be delayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where did you fly from?
From Oslo via Brussels.
Yeah. Okay.
But then also I have one of these travel bases with a collapsible, mm-hmm, neck, but it's not the same as when it's sort of gigs you think is really important. You want your own instrument.
Yeah, but a few years ago, this is, I would like to ask both of bass players. The one answer of instrument builders and musicians, bass players, was like to build like smaller basses. Barry Guy, I think, has some of these models, and also musicians mostly from the States who are dependent from the gigs in Europe started to with this kind of small instruments.
There's a lot of different. Yeah. There's a lot of people now make different variations on that idea. You know, from basses that are pretty much the same from the top, and then they stop. You know, they're cut off, and some are smaller this way, and some are smaller every way. Some the neck, yeah, take the neck out. Some the neck folds. Do you have one of those? A folding. You know, and all of these are maybe, yeah, they're potentially good solutions, but none of them. I mean, particularly like Barry's bass, the Dawson bass. You know, he loves it, but it depends how you play, of course. And I mean, for Barry, what I've always heard with Barry's music and the way that he plays, he's always used amplification and electronics, and that means for him having a smaller instrument, you know, to amplify, he's going to amplify it anyway, and then it's another kind of instrument. So having a smaller thing maybe doesn't matter so much, whereas if you want to be playing acoustically as much as possible and projecting, you know, as much sound acoustically, then one of these small basses just won't work. It's not enough. So that's why, like Jonas said, you know, if you want to travel with your own big, full bass, you know, to do the whole job.
It's weird that the airlines sort of push the way the music sound.
yeah, thanks, British Airways.
So few bass players, so we have no impact on the circumstances. We are, well, okay.
One question for all of you, because you mentioned union. Were you or are you a member of musicians' union or trade union?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Please tell me about your membership, or your member.
Well, the British one, I mean, these days is they're not able to do very much. I mean, you know, again, 25 years ago, they were stronger. But you know, for one thing, for me, it's a little bit.
What are the benefits?
It's important for me to be part of it anyway, as a union. full
what
stop.
What are the benefits of being a member?
You can get cheaper insurance for your instruments, which is very important for us. They offer some services. The main thing that they are very good for, and you don't have to be a member anymore, even, you can phone them up and say, look, I have somebody is offering me a contract. Is this the right way to do it? Are the conditions, you know, legal? Is this and they'll give you advice on the phone. And I think for most people, that's the main benefit of that union. You have people in an office and they can help you with these kind of things.
Many people are skeptical about the role of the union today. We know it's a little bit fading out, it's receding, but I mean, this was one traditional association of musicians fighting for the labor conditions, actually. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts about the union organizing or some other form of organizing of musicians?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Sweden it's also the union is not so strong. Same benefits as John said, insurance and legal help. But there is also some kind of unofficial networks of musicians to make sure that the level of fees stays at the. So if anyone hears about, they're paying that, skip that gig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone should make sure that the level stays high.
Yeah, and so like TV companies, they have to abide by these rules. So it does still have an effect. If you took away the union,
But how many clubs are unionized? They have agreement with union
clubs.
Or venues. We're talking about different venues. Yeah. Then which kind of venues we're talking about?
The venues in Britain, it doesn't apply anymore. That doesn't apply now.
Yeah, some clubs in Sweden don't care about that, but if they offer a band a really low fee, it spreads
immediately
like this.
Yeah,
and everyone knows about. Did you hear they offered that band really low, and then people help each other.
So if there is a news that let's say some club or some club owner is doing, let's say, doesn't pay musicians at all, there is some kind of self-organizing principles among.
In London, you know, London, hey. And there's still maybe five or six or, you know, sometimes seven or eight and sometimes four or five concerts each week for improvised music. And that's more or less the same year after year, decade after decade, because people start a club up here. Great, Thursday night, we play here, improvised music. Well, it's door money. That's it. That's.
Please explain to our audience what is door money.
Door money. So, when we play, there is no fee. We come and we play. There is a charge at the door, and whatever we take on the door money, we split between the musicians, and that's
how percentage of the door is even.
Some places charge. You know, they say we can take 70% of the door money, and they'll keep 30%. Some places you have all of the money.
So fees in France the same?
Yes, there are some places like. So you have enough to drink beer and go back with a taxi. If you just play once.
Are you a member of Musicians Union?
No, I'm not a member.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't.
What do you think about this?
I don't know. No.
You're not interested.
Yes, but I don't want to speak.
Okay. What about younger member of Slovenia?
In Slovenia, we're still very, very. We still have a lot of things to do in this area. I think there was a union for jazz musicians, but they're very silent. It's very. There used to be a few attempts of making. Putting people together and demanding like a minimum wage for a musician rather than a concert, but we still have to come together. It's usually like how it happens is that there is an idea, it spreads, it grows, and then it becomes a brand. and then that somebody hijacks the brand that is built up from this enthusiasm, and then you have to start all over. So it's not, there's no union that would cover every all musicians, and it's actually again Scandinavia that we have to take as an example. Like in Norway, they have a union, I think, and they one of the ways in which they increased their minimum wage as musicians is they just suggested. They didn't do like this is necessary, but they just suggested. They calculated the expenses of how, including the expenses of practicing, expenses of coming there, and everything, and they suggested a wage that would be a wage that would be how do you say it?
Primer liva.
Comparable with other fields of work. Let's say if you're
professional,
and they came up with the number of 500 euros per gig. And of course, this is, all the venues were like, oh no, this is insane. You cannot pay the musicians 500 euros per concert because they will go bankrupt and it's not possible. At least there was a message, you know, this is how we should be paid if we were paid like correctly, like other professions. Like if you hire a plumber or something, and then. And there's so hours put on into this work, and this is the but it's good to have the organizations that will fight for the wages.
Yeah, well, there's no one else is going to do it. No, that's for sure. Yeah.
I promised musicians 45 minutes of discussion. We are nearly 45 minutes. But is there any question from the audience for our guests?
We're all masters of music. Masters. You ever made a pop song?
Did we ever make a pop song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play improvising jazz, but I make a pop song. Like,
yeah, I love pop music myself. I love it.
You ever made a pop song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
I forgot what to do.
I like good pop music. Is good music. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I have.
How about you?
Thanks.
Yeah.
I tried to make pop songs.
Yeah.
Now, pop, very pop question for the end.
It's a great lineup.
Please describe me, all four of you, please describe me your next working week from Monday to. When will you be from Monday to next Sunday? What will you do?
Traveling from Belgrade to Stockholm, wash during night, early Tuesday morning to Portugal. Portugal for 3 days, then Zurich, Taktlos Festival, and then I'll be working with Mats Gustafsson and The Thing, producing their new album in Bergen. So it's a packed week until next Wednesday.
Okay, Sophie?
Home!
That's home! You're privileged! Great.
Yeah!
Very nice.
With my piano.
Ah, you
have? Yes.
Yeah.
And my son.
Great.
Ah,
great.
And you?
Where will I be? I'll be London on Tuesday, Paris on Wednesday, London on Thursday, I think Friday or Saturday Norway for, and then Poland on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Teaching Monday, Tuesday, rehearsing Wednesday, teaching Thursday, Friday, and rehearsing Saturday, Sunday.
Did you say so, DJing or
DJing? Tomorrow is Sunday, so okay. Tomorrow is free day.
Traveling
day. Yeah. Thank you very much for this your participation in our round table.
Okay.
Wish you good gigs tonight.
Yeah.
And wish you good travel and good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.